Well, it's absolutely fantastic. I think people are exhilarated to be part of an event that's one of the greatest competitions anywhere in the world, and to be part of a little bit of history, the first time that the Olympic flame has been on the island of Ireland, and to be here with so many great athletes, people who are about to compete in the Olympic Games, but just as importantly, those people who have competed in the past, people like John McNally, who won his silver medal in 1952 when I was 2 years of age. Absolutely wonderful.
People talk about the legacy. What can Northern Ireland expect, the island of Ireland expect, from the Olympic legacy in London?
Well, the fact that there are something like 1,000 athletes who are competing in the Olympic Games, who are actually going to train here in the north, for example, is a very clear indicator that the facilities that we have to offer are a major attraction for people. So what we have to do, and what our Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure has to do, and our executive, is build on the successes thus far and bringing so many world-renowned athletes, like, for example, the Cuban boxers, to the north. So I think that there's an awful lot of food for thought for all of us in relation to the importance of sport, and more importantly, about how sport unites rather than divides.
Just one final question. The torch going to Dublin, how significant is that? How symbolic is that?
Well, I think it's all symbolic of how things have changed over the course of the peace process. The fact that people will see evidence of a very important handover of the torch by Wayne McCullough, silver medalist in boxing, to Michael Carruth, his friend, at the border in the early hours of Wednesday morning, is a very clear signal in how much people appreciate the involvement of the island of Ireland in an Olympics which is very, very close to our shores.